Welcome everybody back to the Scare Guy Show. We have a really special thing that is coming out during Shark Week, and we're going to talk about it. The movie is called The Reef, Stalked. In this movie, in an effort to heal after witnessing her sister's horrific murder, a young woman travels to a tropical resort with her friends for a kayaking and diving adventure, but only hours into their expedition, the women are stalked and then attacked by a great white shark. To survive, they will need to band together. And Nick, the main character, she's going to have to fight some personal demons of her own, some post-traumatic stress, to face her fears and try to slay the monster. Thank you so much. My name is Jim Fry, here on the Scare Guy. Who else we have co-hosting with me today?
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Cheeseman. I'm screenwriter and also one of the founding members of thescareguy.com.
And today we are honored and excited to have as our guest the writer-director of The Reef Stalked, Mr. Andrew Trocchi. Did I say that correct?
Yep, that's pretty close, Trocchi. Yep, well done.
Right. Pretty close. So, Andrew, where are you coming to us from today?
Yeah, I'm based in Sydney, Australia, just behind Bondi Beach.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. So let me ask you this. We just got done watching the screener last night, and I'm just going to say right up front, let me see. Shark fans. We are shark fans here. If you can look behind Luke over there. And when we heard that we were going to get the opportunity to talk to a writer director of a new shark movie coming out, we jumped at the chance. We said, yes, let us do it. And it's perfect. It's coming out here, during Shark Week for Discovery Channel. So it's the perfect time for this to come out. But if you can, just give us a little bit of a background about the movie and where the idea came from.
Yeah, sure. I've got a fascination with sharks too. I'm a surfer and I dive and, I live by the sea. So every day I can get eaten by one. So yeah, I'm a bit fascinated by them. And indeed, unfortunately, someone did get eaten by one about 2 months ago, just down the road. I love sharks. And obviously I made the first film, The Reef, which found a lot of success. I think mainly for its realism and its sense that I use real sharks in my films as opposed to CGI or anything like that. So that really helped that film gain a real fan base, and it's become a bit of an indie darling. So yeah, I've got a great love for sharks. With this film, I wanted to go further. I'm also, apart from sharks, I love elevated genre thrillers. I love elevated, films that they've got all the thrills and spills, but they also have something you walk away still sort of ticking over a little bit. It's still keeping you going. Films like Get Out and The Quiet Place and things like that. Right. And so with this one, I wanted to set myself a challenge of doing a film that was not just a shark film, but had an elevated theme. And I'd recently seen a play about domestic violence here in Australia, and I kind of just went, wow, this is a really heavy issue. It's not good. Horrible statistic that one woman a week dies here in this country from domestic violence. So I decided I'd try and combine the two, and that got me excited, and I started writing. And I take about 3 months or 4 months to do a first draft, and then the rest of the year to polish it and get it to the point where I'm happy with it. And when I wrote that script, I then sent it out to some producers I knew, and we got it made.
Nice. Awesome. Luke.
So also a beautiful location where you filmed all that. Like, where exactly did you film?
Yeah, sure. We filmed in far north Queensland, which is, the top state of Australia, and the one that the Barrier Reef goes along. And then in that state, there's a place called Bowen, which is just south of Townsville. And so it's quite high up. We needed it to be, it was the middle of winter here, so we needed the water to be warm, and we needed, to look tropical. And so that's why we went to Bowen.
Now, how long was production for something like this?
Yep. Like pre-production. So pre-production started in probably about March, and then it was probably a year all up if you include post. The shoot itself was only 5 weeks. No, not even. Yeah, just under 5 weeks. But the rest of it, the pre and the post, we finished in about March this year.
So let's give the audiences a little bit of an idea of kind of what the film is about. So it stars Teresa Lyon, and Anne Truong, Saskia Archer, and Kate Lister, and Tim Ross. Now if you are watching, you see the four young women right here. And basically, it kind of starts the film. It's not just a crazy intense thriller. It is that, but it's got a really cool at its heart. It's about, you know, the bonds between sisters and friends mm-hmm. as they're trying to pull together. And yep. it's also about, you know, like you said, it's kind of elevated. It's about something deeper that these, that a couple of these women are having to face, a trauma that they had to face. So tell us a little bit about working with these actresses and how you chose the actresses that you got.
Yeah, sure. They're all fantastic. It was a very difficult set because we were actually in the ocean, you know, in the sea. There were creatures. We did one day see a shark on set. It was only a small one, thankfully, but we were actually filming on land. But there was an actual shark on set, which, you know, is not usual for a movie production. And
wow.
Yeah, one of the camera assistants trod on a stingray and got a barb in her foot, which is pretty intense, 4 days on painkillers. So yeah, it was a pretty intense set, and the girls were great. They really appreciated that it was going to be realism, like that's my style, and they went for it. And look, on the whole, they were great to work with. They were, you know, all very professional and all delivered what I wanted to. I mean, my process is that in the rehearsal, we have 3 or 4 days rehearsal beforehand, and what I like to do is at that stage hand the character over to the actors, so to speak, so they can talk and ask, and we, you know, block and do all that sort of stuff so that they know who the character they're playing is inside and out. And that process works well. And then on set, it's really just fine tuning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about your main actress here? I mean, she was pretty amazing, and mm-hmm. and people have probably seen her before. She's done some work before, but like it was just so much intensity to her performance. Yeah. And can talk a little bit about that.
So Kate wasn't the main performer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Switch over, Jim. There we go.
Sorry. That's all right. She's great though, Kate. Love
oh,
her.
She's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, the bond between the sisters, I think that was the core of this story. If we can talk about that for a second. Yeah,
it is. And that's great that that's what you picked up on, because that's exactly right. And my feeling was, you know, siblings can have this rivalry or whatever, and that's also in there. But Nick has gone through a very stressful, well, they all have, but especially Nick, moment. And so how she, you know, finds common ground with her sister gang because they've had the falling out is to me was very interesting. And also wanted to make it about collaboration, this film, and like you say, the relationships between the women. So that's the fundamental one between the two sisters. So yeah, I don't want to give too much away, but that's where I put a lot of energy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We don't want to give it away. I mean, I thought it was very, I mean, it was so cleverly written with the way the driving action wasn't, you know, it wasn't just, oh, there's a shark. No, there's some personal demons that had to surface, you know, for us to get to what was going on. So I thought that was such a well done the way that was all pulled together.
Right, Luke. Appreciate that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, the thing I love talking about the most, obviously, being a, you know, shark fan and, you know, shark movie kind of person is the shark. And that's amazing. Mm. So you said you use pretty much all footage of real sharks. Now, how did that work?
Yeah. So, yeah, we went out and got footage of real sharks, which is, you know, not easy to do, but we did it. And, I just feel it's very important to make the shark as real. Well, any animal as real as possible. But, you know, in this case, the shark, because that way I think the more realism you bring to it, the more people can relate to it as an actual thing and feel threatened and endangered.
Right, right. Okay, and we got to, you know, it's impossible, and I'm sure you've gotten this before, but it's impossible to talk about a shark movie without talking about a particular other shark movie that always comes up. So we just have to ask you. I'm sorry. It's right there behind him. I know. I mean, that's not the movie we're promoting, no. Did you grow up as you said, you did kind of grow up fascinated with sharks. I mean, what did you think of the first Jaws movie or the Jaws series? And how did that have any kind of influence on how you thought about what you put together here?
Hmm. Well, Jaws is a brilliant film, you know, like it was based on a best-selling book. Steven Spielberg did a brilliant job. You know, we all know the problems he went through with it, but he managed to pull off a really wonderful, tense film. I mean, you know, I'm not sure that last scene holds up to the graphics we have these days, but who cares? Because at the time, it was just like, you know, it was the first blockbuster. So it's not just a film, it's a phenomenon. And but within that, it's actually a great film. Like, you know, the tension and the pieces, when that head fell out of that boat under the water, you know, I jumped a mile. So, I'm never say a bad word about Jaws. I think it's a brilliant film. The challenge when you're working in this space is not to be Jaws, is to be something that, because you can never compete with Jaws. So you go, well, there's Jaws, and what am I going to do? But it's a brilliant film.
Yeah. Luke, did you have any questions about that? Because Luke is the big, he's a giant shark fan. And you talked about, what's funny is you talked about surfing and how you're a surfer, but like Luke.
It's like based on where you're located, you know, and knowing, you know, the real danger, because it seems like sharks are a little more aggressive where you are as far as, according to Shark Week, you know, that because the shores of Australia and all that, I'm sure that played in a lot. Even more so than, you know, cinematically seeing past shark movies and all that.
Yeah, yeah. No, look, it's an interesting thing, the whole thing with sharks. I'm on the side of the sharks in the sense that it's their place. We're visitors. There's a lot more humans than there ever used to be. So there's a chance there's going to be an encounter. And, you know, and on the whole, what I've read, great whites don't really want to eat you. They just wonder what you are. But unfortunately, they've got very sharp teeth. So when they nibble you, there's a good chance they're going to kill you. I'm pretty philosophical about it. When you paddle out, it's just like, well, today's my day. It is. I mean, I've been in a boat filming sharks where I was surrounded by great whites for 4 days. And I can tell you, if they really want to take you, they'll take you. I mean, they're just supreme predators. You know, there's 1 minute the bait's there, nothing there. And then all of a sudden from underneath this 15-foot shark just totally charges up and takes what it wants. So I'm kind of philosophical about it. You just go, well, if it's my day, it's my day. But, you know, the odds are so low. They're so, so extremely low that I'm not that worried about it.
Well, I got to ask you, like, as a surfer, have you ever had, and I like the way you pulled in the men in gray suits, you know, we're out here in California and we hear it up in Malibu, the surfers, that's the same language that they use there.
Oh, when, great. The
men in gray suits. So you pulled some of the cool, you had to know water. Like, that's not something everybody knows. You had an inside knowledge of that. Yeah. But I guess, have you ever had an experience with a shark?
Yeah, I have, but it wasn't very threatening. Recently, I was just out at Lord Howe Island, which is an island off Australia, and a friend and I were surfing, and to surf there, we had to get to this reef, which is about, I don't know, half a mile or a mile offshore, so we weren't close. And we were just sitting out surfing, and I did see a reef shark come through. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if like it says in the film, if the fin's small, you go, yeah, whatever. But it's just in that big that you go, fuck,
I don't know. I don't know about that. I did love the way, you know, that made me laugh when we were watching the film. And again, I don't want to give away much of the plot, but, you know, when one of the characters sees a shark fin and she says something, and the other character's like, oh, yeah, not particularly this scene. This is a pretty harrowing scene.
But there's
a scene when they're like, it was little. It's probably just a little shark. I'm like, wait a second. You're out of the water immediately when you see a shark fin. Yeah.
I think because I also dive. I think
people. Yeah, I used to dive as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And these girls are all, except for Annie, are all meant to be divers and pretty familiar with the sea. So my feeling was that, you know, if a person that is familiar with diving in the sea saw a small fin, they wouldn't necessarily freak out.
Yeah.
Now you talked about to go, obviously I'm obsessed with the shark stuff, to go back and you have shots kind of like this one I'm showing here of one of the actresses with a shark fin. Like, did you kind of blend some footage stuff together? Cause you said, you know, you shot most of the stuff with sharks, or if, you know, this particular shot we're showing of a shark coming up kind of biting the boat and stuff. How did you kind of blend the mix of, you know, real footage with things?
Yeah, well, you'll have to go see the film and work that out, I've decided.
The magic of filmmaking.
Yeah, the magic of filmmaking.
Yeah. I was impressed. Like, you know, because the thing that was impressive is you think that, oh, we have all this technology today. If, for example, we were talking about a particular film from 1975, if we had modern technology today, that film would be so different.
Because
would it have shown the restraint it showed? Your film showed a lot of restraint. And like, there were scenes in the film, I'll be honest with you, that the scenes where you never see the shark are some of the scariest scenes, when she's reaching out over the water. I'm not going to give away. And will that shark come up from beneath the water when she's reaching out? Or I loved when we watched, we're like, oh, that was cool. Like when you just see the silhouette of the shark beneath the waves going underneath the boats, it's like, oh, that was really cool. So I guess, what was your kind of thinking about how much to show, how much to give away, and how much was just in the audience's imagination?
Yeah, well, I'm with you. I think Jaws was a better film for all the mechanical problems, because, you know, holding back was really like, when he did see it, it was like, oh, my God, you know. So I'm of that school, which, you know, is the human mind is a much better device for getting you scared than a filmmaker. You know, it will start making up all sorts of scenarios. It wants to know what's going on. Where is that shark? And very true that, you know, once you see a shark, not seeing the fin is scarier than seeing the fin, because where the hell is that thing? So I really played to that as much as I could, and I like, you know, trying to hold back the tension until you know, a point where it becomes unbearable, because that to me is the fun of this whole process of trying to get people on the edge of their seat. So yeah, no, it's good to hold back tension, as long as you don't, you know, overdo it. And once you do, you pay it off. You have to, you know, give people something. So that's my approach, to try and play the tension game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you have any favorite scenes from the film, like that the, you know, the filmmaking process was one of your favorite ones to do?
Yeah, that's interesting. At the time, it was all pretty fast and relentless, and I can't say the actual producing, but when I watched the film, the sequence from when, and I don't want to give too much away either, but when Annie goes in the water to the end of that sequence, I really like that sequence. I think that there's action, suspense, you know, it's quite thrilling. Yeah.
It's action and suspense, but it's also, again, I think what makes it work is because there is deep trauma. There's emotional depth to use that word. So to what's happening there, it's not just running from a shark. It's not just running from a shark. There's actually an inner story that's happening, and weaving that together was really cool. So you said that you're kind of a fan of the like elevated thrillers that have been coming out of late. What is it about that type of filmmaking that draws you in?
I think it's that you've got still all the thrills, you know, it's still a real ride, but then at the end of it, you sort of, and during it, you're going, oh yeah, that's kind of interesting. And it keeps your mind. It's a bit of mind food, as well as, you know, it's not just vacuous, you know, it's not just a body count or something like that. It gets you thinking a bit about problems and issues. And that to me, if a film can do both those things, right, you know, it's not just a documentary or a sermon, and yet it at the end of it, you're going, wow, that's interesting. I wonder what, you know, that's all about, and trying to figure it out. That's, to me, the, you know, great if you can do that.
Now, I think the music really did a great job in building kind of that suspense stuff. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, like the scoring process for that and you kind of created that, the sound?
Yeah, no, good on you. The composer is Mike Smythe, who's actually LA-based, and he's Australian, but he's there at the moment. It was interesting because we had to do it all by Zoom, which, you know, isn't the ideal way to do it. The last film I did, I was in the room with the composer. It's much more organic, but I think he did a great job. I think, you know, thrillers like this, a lot of it's about the soundtrack. But like, I think if you watch a film like this and turn the sound down, you kind of lose interest pretty quickly. Whereas, you know, I remember watching Evil Dead, the first one, once, and walking out of the room, and just the sound is still just so big and dynamic, and probably more so than the image, to tell you the truth. That film really sonically was amazing. So it's a very, very important part of thrillers, the sound. And I think Mark did a great job. You know, we worked very hard to try and make sure that it was, you know, the strings, I love the strings because they're always a bit of, put, you know, a bit on edge. So I said to him I wanted, you know, to use the string family a lot. And then obviously for the action, a lot of drums and bass. But yeah, no, he did a great job, I think. And I think it really augments the film very, very well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's famously hard to film in water. That's what we're always being told.
It's true.
Can you talk? Okay, talk a little bit about the process. Did you hit those same barriers? How hard was it to film in water, and what did you guys do to overcome that? How'd you get through that?
Yeah. Well, imagine, Jim, getting up at 5:30, and after you've had your breakfast, you get into your wetsuit, and then you go and stand in your waist or chest deep in water for 10 hours, and then you come back out at 6 or whatever it is in the evening and take your wetsuit off. It's grueling. And we didn't use tanks. We actually used a live set. We went out off a beach. So we were at the mercy of the elements, which was rain and wind and you know, all sorts of terrible things that the environment wants to throw at you when you're in filmmaking that you don't want. You know, continuity. Some days it was almost raining. Other days it was perfect blue sky. And all through this, you just got to churn on. So, yeah, no, it was water is tough. It's really tough.
Yeah.
You know, the gear gets damaged. One day, because what we were doing was we were shooting on this plane, and we had to go in and out with the tides because we were trying to shoot at waist deep, because if you go to boat to boat, it's significantly harder. And so we'd have to walk out because it was at low tide, the water would drain all the way out for about, you know, 200 feet. And one day we were out there, and we must have mistimed it, because by the time we started walking back, the water was up to our necks, and the cameramen are carrying their cameras over their heads. And we just got them to boats before we all went to having to swim. So, yeah, no, it was grueling. As I said, you know, there was a shark on set one day. A woman trod on one of our crews trod on a ray and got a barb in her foot. So, yeah, no, it was intense, and water is hard.
Yeah, and plus salt water, because like the effects of salt water on the skin for multiple days. And you said you had a wetsuit on that whole entire time. I know that, you know, it's so easy to develop a bad rash.
Yeah,
salt
yeah,
water no, all day in those wetsuits. Totally. Yeah. So
and if you had we had a lot of where we filmed the first couple of days, there was a lot of insects, midges, and they kind of bit everyone. And if you scratch those and they became sort of, you know, a little bit of a cut. Being in the water the whole time, they started to ulcerate. So, yeah, no, there was definitely a lot of those rashes and nasty little things from being in water too much.
Yeah.
Now, again, it was such a beautiful location that you filmed at. Now, and it was such a tight knit group. You know the these girls being together, you know, family and friends and all that. Did they do a lot of hanging out and kind of building their, you know, their character chemistry offset, you know, in that area?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. Look, Bowen is very small. It's a little regional town, so there's very little to do except to hang out. And so the girls, we got them up there a bit earlier. Like I said, you know, we in my rehearsal process, it takes 3 or 4 days. So we got them up about a week or so earlier and had, you know, got them together, and then the rehearsing and then them just hanging out. So they were very tight. Yeah, they were. It was great because that's exactly what you need. They're meant to be this tight group of friends. So that worked out really well.
Mm-hmm. Was there any type of moments on set, during production? I'm sure, you know, filming this kind of a movie, you know, there's a lot of obviously the stingray thing wasn't a funny moment, but I'm sure a lot of things, you know, happen on set that are oh, whoa. And, you know, the shark showing, of course, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, almost losing all your equipment from that time. Full on. There was a few talks about that and what would happen there. I mean, we had to launch by boat every day because although we were on sand, as the tide dropped off, we had to move and all the gear had to be on boat. So we'd launch off this boat ramp and go across to the spot where we were filming and then move progressively as they were, we'd move out. So, you know, getting on that boat and all that, it was a very unusual shoot. You know, the first thing you do is jump on a boat, then you get off that boat and stand in waist deep to chest deep water. And then you move out and in. And, yeah, I mean, it was, you know, if you could take the time to stop and look around, you're in a beautiful setting. But most of the time it's all these crazy people around this kayak filming these girls. It's pretty intense.
Now, we are getting to the end of our time here. So we probably only have one or two questions left. I do have to ask, did anyone, knowing how hard it is, it sounds like it was worth it. It was a beautiful shoot, but it sounds like it's a lot of effort to get this done. Did anyone ever try to talk you out of your on location shooting and maybe going to a studio or use CGI? I mean, and what made you decide not to go that direction?
Yeah. I mean, I think, the reason I didn't go down there is that I want to capture realism. Yeah. And CGI, you know, has come a long way. And if you've got a huge budget, we know how amazing it can be. So I'm not going to say CGI is not good, but just, you need the budget for it. You know, it's a, these cheap shark films you see, the CGI is bad for a reason. They don't have the budget. So I didn't think we really had the budget to go to beautiful CGI. And yeah, I just wanted to keep it real. And the best way to keep it real is to be in the elements, as much as I hate the fact that, you know, you're so weather dependent, you know, but yeah, I think it really gives the film an edge. And yeah, people, we thought about it. We definitely thought about it, but it was just probably not in the vein of the film and probably just going to cost a lot more.
All right, Cheeseman, last question from you, and then I'll wrap us up.
All right. Is there any talk of any more sequels or any other kind of shark films, or do you, or other, any other films in general that you're looking to do coming up?
Yeah, I've got some scripts that I'm trying to get out there. None of them are shark films. I mean, I want to do other things as well, obviously. I mean, there's one I'm very in love with, which is a black comedy called Melodica Vampire Slayer, which is sort of Spinal Tap meets Dracula, which would be a lot of fun.
I love that already. That's brilliant.
Everyone laughs when I said it. And it's a great script. It's just getting the cast in place. But, yeah, look, I would love to do any sort of more elevated thriller types or thrillers that are great. And then, of course, Melodica Vampire Slayer is what I really want to do.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. Well, RLJE Films and Shudder will be releasing the film The Reef Stalked in theaters on video on demand and digital and streaming on Shudder July 29th, 2022, right smack in the middle of a shark week from another studio. But anyways, congratulations on the film. We are so glad that you were here with us today, Andrew. Anything else that you want fans to know going into the theater or when they start streaming this film? Anything else that you want them to be expecting?
Well, I just hope, like yourselves, that they see, you know, that they experience the thrilling shark aspect of it, and they also take away the sort of more relationship message as well. And hopefully those two things can make this a very satisfying film for them.
Absolutely. I love what you said also earlier, because a lot of about like sharks are just sharks. They're not really villains. Sharks are sharks. That you just have to understand what they are. And you said you were a diver and a surfer. I used to dive, and we used to be told, you know, like the people on top of the water, they're the ones who have to be afraid, because sharks think that they're seals and they're going to go up and get them. Those of us down in the water, they don't want us. But that's exactly what was going on here. Great movie, very thrilling. And I love the way you weaved in the personal trauma. I got to say, for folks watching this, perhaps some of the most traumatic moments are in the opening scenes of this film. I tell you what, and I really hope that resonates and people really come away with a good feeling of overcoming trauma in this film. I think that was a really well done.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
All right, guys, be watching out for this film, Shudder, and in video on demand and theater, July 28th. Be checking it out. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks.